At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast, with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a Silver Linings edition. Hornets, valiant effort, really strong game, very entertaining game last night at Spectrum Center, but they do come up short against a star-studded LA Clippers roster. Final score was 130-118. That drops the Hornets' overall record now to 18-56 on the season. We'll break down the performance, select our Silver Linings players, and today is day two of a back-to-back. Hornets are back at it. They are hosting the Boston Celtics at Spectrum Center. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. We'll give you our game preview for that one as well. Helping me out on all of these topics, he's my producer on the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast, Rob Longo, here with me once again. Rob, an A effort, really. I thought it was a very entertaining game. Whoever bought their tickets for Easter Sunday at Spectrum Center more than got their money's worth and saw star players play like stars. Strong defensive and offensive performances. At the end of the day, the healthier team, quite frankly, the better team, ended up winning. But no shade on the Charlotte Hornets for coming up short against this particular edition of the LA Clippers.
Yeah, you can't really complain about the effort. You can't complain about a lot of things that the Hornets did last night. I mean, the only thing that the disparity was in that stands out box score wise really was the free throw disparity, and I know a lot of that gets a little inflated at the end of the game when the Hornets were trying to extend the game in the final about 2 minutes or so when they were fouling a lot, but Clippers go 30 for 34 at the free throw line. Hornets were just 7 for 11, but I mean, percentage-wise across the board, the Hornets, I mean, made 23 threes. They shot 50% from the field, and it's unfortunate they end up losing, but I mean, anytime you have a big three and you have multiple Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers, on the other team, it's just, I don't want to say it's not fair, but it feels like it's unfair. I mean, Paul George goes for 41 last night. Kawhi Leonard had 23. Ivica Zubac had a big game, 24 and 14. James Harden only had 6 points, but he didn't need to score. He had 10 assists as well. Russell Westbrook gives you a spark off the bench where he had 11 coming off the bench. So, I mean, everything just went right for the Clippers last night. I mean, they were shooting 60% in the first half. That's how good they were. So, again, you give credit where credit's due. Paul George had a phenomenal game, especially there in that second quarter. I mean, he had 17 in the second frame alone, and he finishes with those 41, like I mentioned. But, you know, Brandon Miller had a great game. Miles Bridges had a great game. I thought the team played pretty well overall, all things considered. I mean, I know they finished, ended up with 9 turnovers, but turnovers weren't an issue there early in the game either. It's just a really solid game from both sides. And the Clippers, based off of the roster right right now are a better team. And again, the Hornets have so many injuries, unfortunately. I don't know if that would have made the difference last night, but would have made it maybe a little bit more entertaining. But the Hornets played well, all things considered.
They really did. A couple of things you brought up there just to address, you know, the free throw shooting. Yes, at the end of the game, Clippers took 34, Hornets 11. 27 of them were in the second half for LA. So Charlotte was really right there, if not a little bit ahead in the free throw game at the end of the first half. And then the lion's share came in the fourth quarter. Half the free throw attempts came in the final frame when Charlotte at certain points was trying to foul. So it made it a more glaring disparity, but I don't think that was necessarily the deciding point of the game. You know, if we're talking about unfair, it seems unfair that you can have two teams under the same salary cap and one can have basically a four-player grouping that's all going to end up in the Hall of Fame, and the other team, you know, is playing four guys on rookie contracts at the same time. But that's, you know, just the way it's worked out right now. LA is a star-studded team. They're 20 games above 500. They seem destined not just for the playoffs, but a deep playoff run, and they played extremely well. They were more efficient. They were the stronger team. And so even though Charlotte played a good game, didn't quite go the Hornets' way. Let's hear from Hornets star Brandon Miller. The youngster finished with 22 points, second highest on the team, fifth highest in the game, full of stars. Brandon Miller most definitely was one. Here's what he had to say about going up against his idol Paul George and against the LA Clippers as a whole.
I feel like the energy was there. You know, the Clippers are a great team. You know, they have great shot makers. You know, so they also locked down on the defensive side. So I think we just came into the game with the right intent. So just get ready for tomorrow, come out with the most energy that we can just to get a win in front of the home crowd.
Very workmanlike attitude there from Brandon Miller. He was really good. Early on, he was going shot for shot with Paul George. And then Paul George, I think, decided to teach a lesson to everyone just how good he is, how much further along his game is. It'd be quite remarkable for a rookie to go up against a multiple-time All-Star whom he idolizes at age 21 and go shot for shot and win that battle. There were certainly segments that Brandon Miller won offensively and defensively, but in the end, Paul George's 41 points, a season high, ended up winning the day. But still, an A effort from the Hornets. Lots to celebrate. Miles Bridges had a spectacular game. The bench played well. Vasilije Micić had another double-double. There's a lot to look to, and it goes back to a thought here, and this was brought up post-game, and I thought head coach Steve Clifford addressed it very nicely. You know, Charlotte, the story of the season's already written. They're not going to the playoffs this season. In certain respects, you know, you can argue the value of it is in finding out about younger guys or trying new lineups. And that's what several organizations do. And it's not to say that that's wrong. But Hornets head coach Steve Clifford has been adamant that it's about trying to win. Winning always has to be at the heart of everything. If you're not being honest about what the best lineup is to go out there and win a game, then you're lying to yourself. You're lying to the locker room and you're going to lose them. And I respect and agree, quite frankly, with that perspective. And we've seen some really strong play here from the Charlotte Hornets. So even though these games are only going to determine potentially draft lottery odds and not much else, Charlotte is approaching them with an attitude that it's important to win because it is. And here's what Hornets head coach Steve Clifford had to say about the meaning of last night's game as well as those remaining on the calendar.
In Cleveland, we played well. The game here with Cleveland, we played hard. These two games, you're playing against talented teams with all-star caliber players. The game for Golden State was a huge game, and the game for these guys, these are huge games. And so, to me, it's this is how you get better. It's also good evaluation tools. Not just so you say this guy can't be a starter or this guy's not this. Or it gives us great stuff to show them tomorrow on what they have to improve over these next, whatever we have, eight games. And for the most part, this is the level of competition we have left on the schedule.
Rob, the meaning is only there if the team takes advantage of the opportunity. If you don't make the effort, then it is useless. But the effort we've seen these last few games, certainly over this homestand, it's been A+. And effort doesn't mean you win X number of games or a certain percentage. It means you're competitive and you're always competing. And the Hornets are doing that and creating value for the fans who are paying good money to come out and see these games and got a great product last night and hopefully will again tonight against a A+ team, maybe the best in the NBA, the Boston Celtics. But on top of that, they're getting great value in terms of being able to accurately evaluate where these players are and where they could be.
And there's always something to play for. I mean, you talk about it all the time or you hear about it all the time that there's always something to play for in an 82-game season. And these final handful of games don't change that, even though that the goose is cooked, the cake is baked, whatever analogy you want to use for the record for the Hornets, because of the personnel that's on this team. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made this offseason on a lot of players. And you're playing for minutes. You're playing for rotational spots. You're playing for a roster spot sometimes, to be completely honest with people. So there's always something to be put forth, because if you just check out of these last couple of games, I mean, what's that telling the coaching staff? What's that telling the front office and so on and so forth? Because nothing is promised. Nothing is just handed out to you here, no matter if you're a rookie, if you're a veteran, if you have years left on your contract. It doesn't matter. You still have to earn your spot on this team moving forward to next season as well. So this is a very vital time, and this is a time where you're able to put forth that effort. Because, I mean, heck, I know it's hard to bring the juice for 82 games. I can't imagine what it's like to be a player. I have a hard time doing it here in the studio sometimes, if we're being honest. But if you are in that position, you have to make that juice. You have to, you know, squeeze the fruit a little bit to drink that juice. So it's definitely something that you have to really rely on, because, and I'm not saying that this is a hypothetical or a scenario or anything like that, but there might be times where during the middle of the season, there might be guys now playing harder than they did 20, 30 games ago, just because of the situation that the team is in. And you're kind of realizing down the stretch, oh crap, this is what's happening here over the next couple of weeks, and this is a very vital evaluation period, especially now with new changes in the front office and so on and so forth. There's so many factors involved, so it's not like people are just mailing it in just to mail it in over these last couple of games. There's definitely an effort being put forth for all of those reasons I just listed.
No, this team is certainly anything but mailing it in, and also it sets the tone for the future. We saw a couple of years ago on the bubble, Phoenix Suns had a great run, didn't make the playoffs that year, but it set the tone for the playoff success that they have enjoyed since. Recently, we've seen teams like Sacramento and Indiana and Orlando use strong end-of-season runs from young players and use that as a catalyst for future success. Hopefully, that's going to be happening here for Charlotte in short order. Hornets fell last night against a very strong LA Clippers team, 130-118. We'll select our Silver Linings performers after this here on the Hornets Ivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Of course, you know, that's my guy, Big Bro. You know, looking forward to working out with him this summer. Know he's going to be a tough matchup every time we play each other. You know, I always look for a show, you know, when he's on the court. He's a great shot maker, like I said. But not just that, I preach, you know, the whole season that, you know, he takes pride on the defensive side. And I think that's one of the things that stand out for him. in his career. So I think that's why my favorite player is Paul George.
After last night's loss, Brandon Miller talking about the guy he looks up to, Paul George. Love the comments there. Love that he's already talking about working out with him in the offseason and learning from this first head-to-head meeting. They unfortunately did not get to square off in L.A. Brandon Miller missed the game against the Clippers out on the West Coast. Got to play last night, played very well. 22 points, 5 of 13 from beyond the arc, 8 of 19 from 3, 6 rebounds, 4 assists from B. Mill. But Paul George was just better. He was the best player on the floor. 41 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, made 8 threes. 8 of 12 beyond the arc. One of them was crazy. He was double teamed, still got the shot off and able to knock it down. And he went 14 of 21 from the floor overall. Time to select our silver linings. There's a lot to choose from in this one, Rob Longo.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Finished with 5 players in double figures. It was a really, really good game. But you get first dibs on this. Who do you like as your star of the night?
I don't think I can take Paul George, can I?
I mean, look, he was the best player on the floor. There's no getting around it.
He was. I mean, those guys on the other side, they were so good last night. I mean, it's no getting around it. But
and Kawhi was great, too. 23 points. Yeah. He was clutch. Avicii Zubac, season 9, 24
points.
Zubac
was a difference maker.
10 for 10 from the foul line, 12 boards. James Harden, he only took 3 shots and still had an impact on the game.
10 assists, yeah. Those guys were great. I mean, you give credit where credit's due. I know it's a Hornets podcast, but you got to appreciate greatness when it happens. So on the other side, though, there was some greatness. And one of them was Miles Bridges. He's my player from last night's game that I'm really going to highlight.
Ball is up. Tip is won by Zubac, but Grant Williams. Good box out. Gets the ball for the Hornets. Bridges for 3. Yes, sir! It's a 6th made 3 for Miles Bridges. It's a career high 6 threes for MB. And the Hornets have cut it to 7.
And Miles added one more 3-pointer to make it 7 for a new career high. He goes 7 of 14 from 3, 11 of 20 from the field. 4 for 4 at the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. I mean, he did a little bit of everything last night, and I love the balance that he did it in, too. He ended up with 13 points in the first half, second half, 20 of his 33 coming there in the second half, and they were balanced, too. 10 in the third, 10 in the fourth. He was very consistent throughout the game, and it was good to see him round into shape, too, with that 3-point shot, because, again, that was something that he struggled with a little bit as of late, and going 50% from the field and nailing 7 and making a career high in made threes is certainly going to help you kind of round back into form a little bit too. So I thought Miles Bridges was great. Obviously, Brandon was great as well, but I give the edge a little bit more to Miles, especially because the other big thing too, and I know that the Hornets didn't turn the ball over a ton, but he had no turnovers in the game last night as well.
That's another big one. There's a lot to like about it. The no turnovers, very, very strong. Miles Bridges did finish with 3 assists on the game as well. 7 made threes, a new career high. That's obviously outstanding. 33 points. Anytime you're going for 20-plus is a good day. 30-plus is a great day, so he certainly had a great day out there. A couple more for you. He is now within 10 points of moving into 9th. In franchise history for career scoring. He's chasing David Wesley right now. We'll likely get there tonight. And because he played about 3 or 4 more minutes more than DeMar DeRozan, he stretches his lead for first place in the NBA in minutes per game. I might be the only person really charting this nightly, but I am. So I'm excited for that one as well. Great choice in Miles Bridges. He would have been my number one option as well. Couple of quick cap tips for you. Vasilije Micic, double-double, third of his career, 10 points and 13 assists for Vasa. Third time he has had a point assist double-double. Second time this homestand he's had an assist career high, so he gets a cap tip. Grant Williams, really, really strong game off the bench. I thought going into the game that bench scoring was going to be key in the contest, possibly a determining factor. Obviously, it didn't determine things, but certainly helped the Hornets stay close. Grant Williams, 18 points. It is the 4th straight game that he has gone for double figures, one of his best games as a member of the Charlotte Hornets. And there went that masked man again, Davis Bertans. He made 4 threes in the final quarter, ended up with 5 total in the game, finishing with 15 points, one better than he scored the previous contest against Cleveland. That means he's due for 16 tonight against Boston. But my second silver lining selection after Miles Bridges from Rob Longo, I'm going with the rookie. Give me Brandon Miller.
Out to Brandon Miller. Miller against Paul George. Bumps PG. Fires off a 3. Got it! Brandon Miller! Another one going shot for shot with Paul George.
And Brandon Miller had so many of these moments where either offensively or defensively he was matched up with Paul George. They both made a really good play, and it's just either the offensive player was a little bit better or whatever happened, but just really high-quality basketball, and that's what you'd love to see when stars match up against each other, and Brandon Miller looked like a star once again. It's his sixth straight game now with multiple made threes. Again, he ended up with five made triples. He's averaging over 20 points per game over that stretch as well, by the way. So deep in the season, everyone's talking rookie wall or looking for one. He is leaping over it. He is not hitting it by any stretch of the imagination. Also, he's now up to 164 made threes in his rookie season. That puts him within striking distance tonight of Steph Curry for the next spot on that all-time leaderboard. Would move into eighth if he makes two threes tonight. He would match Steph Curry. Three would match Luka Doncic and move him into sixth in the history of the NBA. And then he's still a few back of Anthony Edwards for fifth place. But still, remarkable, remarkable stuff here for Brandon Miller. And again, it wasn't just what he scored, 22 points, five made threes, but how he scored it, how he went at legends of the game, either James Harden or Kawhi Leonard or his idol, Paul George. However it shaped out, he was up to the task and really, really played a great contest. Hornets do fall short, 130 to 118, settling for silver linings. No shame in that when you're going up against a team the quality of the Clippers, who seem destined to make a deep run. I had thought coming into the week that Denver was still head and shoulders above everyone in the West and the favorite to make the NBA Finals. I'm having second thoughts, Rob. I think the Clippers are right there.
I mean, there were points, especially, I was going to ask you this at halftime in a broadcast yesterday, but got a little cut off from our coach's conversation at halftime. But I was going to ask you, I mean, this feels like a team that's been slept on. I mean, if you go out there and you can shoot 60% no matter the opponent and no matter the night, I mean, what's that say to you about the offense? And you're able to play defense because you have size and you have veteran presence as well, but they almost feel like the sleeper team coming out of the Western Conference right now.
Yeah, they're kind of the hidden gem there because, you know, Denver's the defending champ. They're playing great. Minnesota and Oklahoma City have had fantastic seasons. They're great stories. Both teams ascending with young talent. But the LA Clippers, they got big name stars. They've got some playoff success with Kawhi Leonard leading the way. This is going to be a dangerous team, particularly if they can get home court advantage after for the first round at minimum and take on one of those younger squads. It would set up a pretty interesting and entertaining head-to-head matchup with the Denver Nuggets. But that's a topic for another day. Today's topic, another contender for the NBA crown, the Boston Celtics, easily the Eastern Conference champs. They've already clinched it with a record of 58-16, and they are in town to take on your Hornets tonight. Tickets available at Hornets.com. We'll preview the matchup next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Yeah, these last seven are still meaningful. I feel like everybody's come out here to try to get better for, you know, next season. So not playing for, you know, playoffs or anything. I think we just plan to, you know, make each other better, build stronger bonds. I think we'll be great.
Brandon Miller talking about what is at stake for the road ahead here for the Charlotte Hornets. They've got just a little more than a handful of games remaining. The cake has been baked. The duck cooked, as Rob Longo said previously. But that said, Charlotte still has a lot to be gained from these last remaining contests, and the Hornets have one on the slate tonight. They'll host the Boston Celtics. Second time this year that the Hornets and Celtics will go head-to-head, and we'll never forget the first time Charlotte able to catch Boston. Never know what might happen on League Pass on a Monday night. Hornets beat the Boston Celtics in overtime, 121-118, despite a 45-point effort from Jason Tatum. Maybe, I would say, easily Charlotte's biggest win of the season. They'll try and duplicate that here tonight. Boston, they're playing very, very good basketball. They've won 10 of their last 12 games. Did have a little mini losing streak. They lost back-to-back games in Atlanta. Both were one-possession games. One was in overtime and a one-point game, but they were losses nonetheless. They do have the rest advantage. They did not play yesterday. Their last game was at New Orleans on Saturday, so slight rest advantage as they wind down this six-game road trip for Boston. Rob Longo, you know how these work. We need a player to watch for both sides as well as a stat to watch. What are you looking at?
Let's go ahead and just kick it off with a Boston player to watch. I think the obvious one is obviously Jason Tatum, the 45 that he had the last time that these two teams met. He just seems to be one of those Hornet killers that we talk about time and time again. 23 against the Pelicans the other night, 31 against Atlanta, 37 in the game prior to that where they lost against Atlanta as well. They got swept by Atlanta in a little two-game set, but if you heard Joe Mazzulla talk about it after the game where I think there was a situation where Kristaps Porzingis was on DeJounte Murray, and they were talking about the time, the ability that they had to switch Porzingis off of Murray to get a more favorable defensive matchup, and because Boston is 11 games ahead of everybody in the Eastern Conference, Mazzulla goes, no, we wanted that because Porzingis needs to practice, that kind of stuff. It's at the point where it's regular season games, and they're just, I don't want to say they're toying with opponents, but they're practicing things that they need to work on for the postseason. That just kind of shows you how good this Boston team is. And they're still winning games, by the way, while doing it. So all things considered, Tatum, obviously going to be my player to watch here for the Celtics tonight. I mean, he's just a bucket. He's the straw that stirs the drink, whatever analogy you want to use. He's one of the best out there in the league right now, and he's an obvious player to watch for the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, that's the obvious answer. I would agree with that. He'd be my number one pick. The advantage of this Boston team, though, is its depth of star power. It is very much akin to what the LA Clippers were able to put forth last night, in that there's so much talent on the floor, you really can't afford to double anyone, because if you do, you set up a one-on-one matchup for a Jaylen Brown or for a Kristaps Porzingis if you're choosing to double Tatum, or it's one-on-none and an open look at the bucket for a Hauser or for, I mean, name your guy, Derek White. I mean, there's so much talent out there on the floor, it really makes it tough. But you took the number one pick in Jason Tatum. I will take Kristaps Porzingis, the original unicorn. He's had some really strong games, six straight of 17 or more. He's such a weapon from beyond the arc. A guy that size, 7'2", is not supposed to be able to shoot 36% from three, and he's so consistent at it too. It is going to be interesting if Boston wins the title. Does Porzingis want to take another shot at proving he can be the centerpiece of a team? Does another team want to try and build around him? That might be a question for a future time for the Boston Celtics center and star. But overall, he is having a great season. It's been a wonderful fit, better than I would have imagined it would have worked. I thought defensively they'd take a hit. Not so. Porzingis has been spectacular, and he'll be my player to watch for Boston tonight because Tatum's already off the board. Next up, stat to watch or Hornet to watch?
Let's go Hornet to watch. I always look at these maybe back-to-backs, and I look at the players to watch, and I try to maybe pick somebody that I'm hoping has a bounce-back game for the Hornets, and for me, that's going to be Trey Mann tonight. Finishes the game yesterday with 9 points, 3 of 7 shooting, one for two from beyond the arc. All that stuff's solid. It's fine. Five assists as well, but he turned the ball over six times. He had six of Charlotte's nine total turnovers in the game last night. And I know he got frustrated. There were some times where he thought he should have got some calls, where he was on the baseline and might have got pushed and ended up sliding or stepping out of bounds and that sort of thing. So I know that there were some times there where he was a little flustered, but I just want to see him bounce back against a very good Celtics team. And of course, the guard play is always going to be a point of emphasis against the Celtics. But Trey Mann, I think, has the ability to have a bounce back game tonight, be in double figures, have a couple threes, cut down on the turnovers. I'm looking for Trey Mann to have a good bounce back game this evening for the Hornets.
Solid pick. I kind of wanted you to take Miles Bridges because then I would have taken Grant Williams, and I'm looking forward to seeing that dynamic of him.
Flip a coin, buddy.
Yeah, pick going one. Up against him. So I will leave Grant for another day, maybe the day when the Hornets go to Boston, and I will take Miles Bridges. I want to see him build on that great performance he had last night. Career high seven made threes. Also love it when he's chasing a little bit of history, no matter how minute and, you know, super Hornets fan obsessed you have to be to find it. Passing David Wesley on an all-time scoring list is not likely to be on a lot of people's headline for the game, but it's on my board. I had him there for if he went for 40 last night, that would have gotten him into ninth place. Now he's just 7 points back of that mark, so I'm going to be watching for that. Also monitoring the minutes per game, but more so see how he stacks up these shooting performances. He had a really great run making his three-point shots that went from, you know, basically pre-All-Star break, actually pre-New Year, went back to December, all the way to the start of March. Since then, it's been a little bit hot and cold from three. He's had some okay games. He's had some bad games. Before last night's game, he was three for his last 17 from beyond the arc. So great to see him get hot. I want to see him sustain that, see what he can do. And yeah, I'm watching the minutes, all right? I want him to win minutes per game. I think it'd be a great feather in his cap, a great thing for him and the team to build on. If he's going to be one of the building blocks for the future, I love the way that he and Brandon Miller are kind of setting the tone, what the standard's supposed to be. Brandon Miller playing through pain, refusing to come off the floor, and Miles Bridges seriously refusing to come off the floor, playing more minutes than anyone else in the NBA. Last but not least, a stat to watch.
This is going to be a fun stat. You're going to like this one. I'm going to go with the three-point shooting because the Hornets went 23 of 52 from beyond the arc yesterday. I'm not looking at the percentage more so. I'm just looking at they made 23 made threes. Second most this season that the Hornets have made in a single season game. But when the Hornets have made 20 or more threes this season, they are just 1-5 in those games. So, again, I don't know if there's a trend there or not. I don't know if that's something that is a little bit more telling one way or the other, but I just think that the fact that the Hornets are shooting the three ball better is certainly a much better sign, and it's not like they got pummeled in the paint or anything like that. They lost the points in a paint battle against a very good center in Ivica Zubac, only by four, so I'm not looking at that from that sense, but I'm more so looking at the three-point shot by the Hornets finally making threes, and they're going to need to against a team like Boston, where the Celtics, they chuck up the most threes than anybody in the association. They average almost 42 three-point attempts per game, too, and they make a lot of them, obviously, or else they wouldn't be taking them. So, for me, I think the three-point shot's going to be vital in this one. It could be a great equalizer for the Hornets, or it could be a detriment. So, we'll see what happens in the game tonight, but I think the three-ball is going to be something to keep an eye on, especially on a second night of a back-to-back for the Hornets. A little bit more tired legs. Maybe the ball is falling a little bit short on those three-point attempts. Hopefully it doesn't, and the Hornets are able to replicate what they did last night from beyond the arc as well.
Solid pick. I'm going to do one that's a little bit wishful thinking, but hang with me on mine. I'm going with clutch time. And this might sound crazy because Boston is clearly the best team in the NBA. The record dictates that. They are 58-16. They've already clinched the Eastern Conference's top spot. They're two wins away from having the best record in the entire NBA, and they've got plenty of time to get there. But as dominant as they have been all season long, and trust me, it's dominant, okay? Boston, on an average night, is winning by 11 points per game. So the Hornets have been in that category, plus minus, the worst team in the NBA, losing by an average of 10 points per game. Boston has been better beating everyone on average than the Hornets have been bad losing on average. I don't know if that made sense, but hopefully it did. In any case, as dominant as they've been, the one category that doesn't seem to go in their favor is clutch time. And maybe that's just the nature of their team. They're so used to beating teams by so much that if they lose at all, it's going to come in the close ones. But games decided by two possessions or less, 6 points or less, since February, Boston's only 3-4. This month, or last month now, the month of March, they're just 1-4. So there is some evidence to say here that if you get them into a clutch time situation, it's advantage to the opponent. Charlotte won a game in clutch time, obviously, against Boston earlier this year, winning in overtime. And in terms of motivation, look, Boston's number one motivation is don't let anything bad happen to anyone in that core. And their second motivation is stay at tip-top performing shape as possibly can. So number one is going to outweigh number two every time. If Charlotte is willing to push guys like Miles Bridges and Brandon Miller to get wins, that could win out in these scenarios. So you got to force clutch time to have it matter, but I'm going to say clutch time is my stat to watch.
I think Dan Hurley had a quote about that this past weekend for UConn where he said that we're very bad at not winning close games, so we have to go with the alternative when he was asked about them blowing teams out of the tournament. So I guess the Celtics and must be something in that Northeast water. I don't know.
It's a good strategy. All right, well, tickets are available for tonight's game. We'd love to have you join us at The Hive. Go to Hornets.com, and we would love to see you at Spectrum Center for Hornets versus Celtics. Just a handful of home games left on the slate as this homestand will continue. Wednesday, Charlotte hosts Scoot Henderson and the Portland Trailblazers. Friday, the Orlando Magic in town. Chet Holmgren, the potential MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and OKC on Sunday the 7th, and then the home finale Tuesday, April 9th, against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. Tickets for them all are available at Hornets.com. Rob Longo, great to talk to you. We'll do it again later on today for night two of the back-to-back.
Sounds good. Talk to you in a couple hours on the Hornets Radio Network.
Looking forward to it. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time, right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.